Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need to thank Boston Sports Company for this next segment because they introduced us to the local artist Acrobatic.
Yeah.
And Acrobatic creates for this show a weekly wrap with an R up on everything that happened here in Boston in sports this week. And Acrobatic does it by spitting some rhymes at it, Wiggy.
Yeah.
So, without further ado, the week in sports here in Boston from Acrobatic.
Let's go. What up? You know the sports gets live when Ac rocks. I just finished watching the Bruins against the Blackhawks. Come on, are you serious? These dudes gave up four goals in the third period. I'ma chill because they've been playing better lately. True. And otherwise, the guys on the team might start to hate me. Pasta hit 100 points there. That's a bright spot. Geeky hit 30 goals. Homie got a nice shot. The Jays had the Sox in sweep territory until some late game heroics from Trevor Story. They won the final game in extras. Now it's off to Chicago where the White Sox are next up. The other night, the Green battled with the Magic. Right from jump, you could tell it would be havoc. Torrey Craig was the only brother on the floor. Funny party went 0-7 and he didn't score. Pritch picked up the slack, but that wasn't enough. Without the true starting five, things was rugged and rough. But headed towards the playoffs, rest is what the crew needs. Plus, they already locked down the number two seed. The Florida Gators said later to the haters. The Cougars was the losers, couldn't do themselves a favor. Florida waited all game to cook. They not shook, that's all it took to put a title in the books. Frozen Four preview, let's go, BU. Third straight appearance in the dance, yo, we see you. It's Acro with that ill flow. I love Boston sports on the Greg Hill Show. Turn it up!
Turn it up!
All right, good. Smash it or trash it?
Smash it.
I'm full smash.
Yeah,
it's always smash.
Oh, my God.
Hulk smash.
Ink game is legit.
Yeah. Pen legit. Game is serious.
Am I right on the pen game?
I told
game?
You.
How about the ink game? Ink game also.
Yeah, ink game is. I told you about Boston Rappers,
also,
man. We got them out here.
The quill game is strong. Full strong.
All right. Shout out to Marlon for that, man.
Yes.
If you're in the North Faneuil Hall, go check them out.
Thank you.
They're going to send us some swag, too, though.
Oh, they are?
Yeah, because, okay. You know, they do the Pritch Please shirts, and they got a lot of stuff. So
yeah, fantastic. You know. All right, Chime, let's get to this.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Bambino and have me face him. Maybe I'll grill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
They said it this morning is brought to you by Ketch's Law, and they would like to honor those who built this city. The iron workers, the excavator operators, the nurses, the truck drivers, those who care for everybody in our city. Please nominate your favorite hero who helped to build this city when you go to WeBuiltThisCity.com.
And as someone that set the dialogue for the city, I think I could be.
You could be nominated by anonymously, Curtis, by somebody for helping to build this city. So, all right, where do you want to start, Shime?
Well, Greg, John Morant got in trouble for using guns as a celebration. The finger guns as a celebration during a basketball game. Well, he's now changed it. He's now using the grenade toss.
Love it.
The finger grenade. The hand grenade.
The hand grenade. Pulls the pin with his mouth, tosses it, covers his ears.
And, Greg, the finger grenade, that was Wiggy with the past hors d'oeuvres.
So,
I mean, I don't feel like this is a better choice, but I don't know weaponry as well.
Isn't this
as,
more lethal?
As some.
Definitely well, more lethal.
Very much so more lethal. Greg, and there's a group of guys who talk about basketball all the time. The Inside the NBA on TNT crew agrees with you. And here they are reacting to Ja's new celebration.
He would.
Well, he has a history that maybe like he shouldn't be doing.
Yeah, maybe just
keep the celebrations with people might die alone.
You know what they're doing because y'all going to keep talking about it. Pull that pin.
I know one person happy right now.
Who's that?
Taylor Jenkins ain't got to deal with this crap. He's going to get another job that he deserves. I'm like, I don't have to deal with this immature stuff.
Can we just go back to the facts of this and how stupid it is? Who cares? He obviously doesn't have a gun. There aren't any bullets attached to his index finger.
Right.
We are all adults, and if your kid doesn't know the difference, then be a better parent. Like, can we just really stop this? Like,
I can't wait till he does the rocket launch in that.
No, he's going flamethrower. He's going flamethrower.
Oh, he's gonna go flamethrower. Yeah, yeah. But that's kind of too much like a gun. Maybe if he throws it on his shoulder. Yeah, I mean, I do like the grenade though. The toss and the grenade.
We talked about this last week. Who cares? Curtis is right.
To celebrations.
Like, it's
well now. Like, it seems like he's doing it because he knows people are gonna overreact.
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
it is kind of, you know, it is kind of dope, though.
Yeah.
I mean, I ain't going
front. Blocking your ears is the best part.
Yeah.
Watch
That's
it.
Great.
Curtis, you should do that when you get off a witty one-liner.
Like, I will.
I think you should do that.
I actually put a gun to my head when I work with Ken and he tells me that Shedeur Sanders and Cam Ward aren't as good as Joe Milton. By the way, Ted Johnson railing against Ken Laird the other day.
Oh, he was?
Really?
Said what was he listening to our show and how dumb the take was about Cam Ward and Joe Milton.
Really?
Yeah. Mm. Oh, I liked it. I got a 52 jersey.
Cam Ward's going to be the number one overall pick. Joe Milton was, what, a fifth, sixth round pick?
It was a sixth rounder.
I'm not saying that, you know, hey, 5 years from now, Joe Milton's not the better quarterback, but I'm just saying as we look at these players coming into the NFL, that's kind of, you know, no one really looks at Joe Milton and says, oh, okay, this guy is always going to tear it up. So, but I guess, you know.
Well, we talked about it yesterday, but Abdul Carter will be here visiting on Monday. So,
and he won't need surgery on his foot.
Yeah,
so.
that's good news is that it seems like the foot is, but it might be bad news. Like if the foot is not an issue, there's no reason, from my perspective, that he's available at number four. Like, there's no, if the foot is a nothing
There's no
burger,
way he's available
as,
at four.
As Curtis's doctor would
but
say.
But I guess it's really the Giants, right?
He's visiting with the Giants for 2 days.
Right, but if everybody's telling me that, not Shedeur, Travis Hunter is going to go two.
Well, it might not be the case. Like, it might be the case that Abdul Carter now
goes two to Cleveland.
Now that there's this foot news, like, okay. I mean, again, it's a strategy thing. Like, best player versus need. Like,
right. But if you're a team like the Giants, let's just play the game. Shime, you have Travis Hunter going two to Cleveland, correct?
I had him going three to the Giants in my latest.
Oh, so you switched it up. But there are teams out there that believe Travis Hunter is going two to Cleveland. So if you're the Giants and you're Brian Daboll, you're in the hot seat. So you have to win this year or you're going to get fired. Why are you going to bring in a guy to a position that you already have elite talent in when you need help on the offensive side of the football?
Because your owner may tell you that you have to. Like, if you look at that player as you've said from back to October that he was the best player that was going to be available in the draft.
Right, but they have two really good talented edge rushes. I mean,
yeah, or they just take the Philly approach and get as many good pass rushers as they can get.
Yeah.
Especially since two of them are on rookie
contract. Right, but guess what? Philly went and took two wide receivers, or they drafted one and then they traded for another before they got some of those D linemen.
This is Mike from Boston. Hey, Mike.
Hey, guys. Good morning. I just wanted to comment on the John Moran thing. And first off, I got to say I'm not a liberal, I'm a Trump supporter in that aspect. But I don't know if you guys can't understand how that's not like a healthy thing to do. Like, I understand people don't think he's really shooting people, but this guy's got a huge following. He's doing finger guns all around the air, insinuating that shooting and guns is all right, and you're going to have thousands of kids running around.
Mike, I'm sorry to do this. Can you quickly hold for 1 second? How many kids in America that you're discussing that watch the NBA also play Call of Duty?
Oh, a lot.
That is a very good point.
Yeah.
So why are we allowing our kids to play Call of Duty in our living room and blaming Ja Morant for gun culture?
Or even Grand Theft Auto. That's another big one.
I'm sorry. It's such an old, tired cliche. Yeah. Like, I don't think you're coming from a bad place, Mike. It's just make that make sense.
Yeah.
It's almost time for the match 2.0, which is Shime v. yours truly on the new Grand Theft Auto when it drops.
Mm.
Is that next year, though?
I thought it was fall of this year, no?
Okay, thank God. It's been years.
It's been forever.
Like, get the...
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
In 2009, 3 days before Halloween, a grisly crime stunned the seaport town of Anacortes, Washington.
I can only describe it as evil.
From 48 Hours, this is Trained to Kill, the dog trainer, the heiress, and the bodyguard.
He couldn't control his obsession.
Who was the hunter and who was the hunted? Follow and listen to Trained to Kill on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Done with it already.
The graphics are ridiculous.
So if we're not allowed to do finger guns, then I can't do the Shooter McGavin when I hit a putt in match 1.0?
No, yeah, we allow you, him.
Okay.
You'd have to hit the putt first.
Fair point. Touche. So I think we've officially entered loony season for the NFL draft. First, Ken Laird says Joe Milton better than Cam Ward. Well, let's go in the complete opposite direction because Lewis Riddick has compared Cam Ward to someone who should never be compared to.
You want a guy who has no limitations. And quite honestly, he doesn't have any limitations. So I see this being a perfect marriage on the football field. Look, I said my comp for Cam Ward because of the way he plays. He reminds me of Patrick. He reminds me of Mahomes with how he can be unconventional, throw the football from all different kinds of weird angles, and then just put a bunch of horsepower on it when he needs to.
So dumb. Can we just like make a rule where we don't compare guys to Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes? Please, for the love of God. Nobody are them. They are unicorns in and of themselves.
And like, just one quick clarification, and now we no longer can compare Mahomes to Brady because he pees his pants in the Super Bowl.
So no comps at all or just on those two players?
I think it's just on those two guys. Like Patrick Mahomes is in this generation is a very unique individual that no one else is going to replicate.
Yeah, but
and Tom
I don't think
Brady also was a very unique individual.
I think he compares the skill set. I don't care.
Compare the skill set to other people.
But the same way we compare the skill set of Drake May to Josh Allen.
Yeah, which it's I think not like it's early to do that. Also,
right, but it's just the skills. It's just
also
the,
Kim Ward's skill set is not like Mahomes.
No, but it's the skill set and the measurables. Right, that's where you get the comparisons. They're similar size. The skill set is, you know what? They're like the shortstop who's playing quarterback can throw the ball from a lot of different angles.
But then compare him to like Jordan Love. Why are we comparing him to the winningest
because
quarterback
Jordan,
of this
because
current generation?
Jordan Love is like 6'4". Almost 6'5", you know, where Patrick Mahomes is a little bit closer to 6'2", where Cam Ward 6'2". Shime, you know how it is. You're the draft expert. Everybody gets compared to measurables. If there's a short defensive tackle in the coming out for the draft, like, you know, Brian Murphy last year or Kalijah Clancy a few years ago, they say, hey, he's got similar traits to Aaron Donald.
Right. Yeah, but
if
like,
if there's a tight end prospect that talks a lot, they compare him to Wiggy.
Oh, like, but I don't think that's
Tyler
always
Warren.
True.
They're comparing to Gronkowski.
Okay, way too early.
But it's just the measurable and the skill set. Tyler Warren, 6'5", 6'6". Gronk was 6'5", 6'6". Gronk was a good athlete. That's what they
I don't think that that's always true, though. Like, I think Shedeur Sanders plays a lot like Ben Roethlisberger, and they are two completely different human beings.
Right. But there's much rather go to the bathroom with Shedeur Sanders than Ben Roethlisberger.
All right, what's next?
Well, next, Greg, we've been talking about the Masters a lot. Jack Nicklaus was at the Masters, decided to take a nice shot directly at Phil Mickelson. Here was Jack Nicklaus when asked about Phil playing into his older years.
Well, you know, I don't know what level Phil's competing at. I don't know. I guess he's still playing. He's playing the Live Tour. I don't know whether he's playing or not. I don't know. You don't know. You never see it anymore. Phil has been competitive in an odd event here and there, but not really in the last few years. But you know, Phil's been a good player. There's no question about that. There's a question about him being a good player, but.
It was great to see those guys step up yesterday and stripe it right down the middle, Shine. Isn't that great?
Oh my! Isn't one of them one of the older gentlemen in the tournament? I forget who it is, but he's like one under.
Okay,
Freddie Couples. Freddie Couples.
Yeah, Freddie Couples is, which is extraordinary. But seeing Gary Player is like 90, I think, or something like that, and he looks like he's 65.
And he's playing in this?
No. I explained this to you all. Did you not pay attention?
No, but
he
said he was one under.
They go out there. They do the ceremonial first drive. That's how they start the tournament.
But he said he was one under.
That's Freddie Couples.
Freddie Couples who's 65.
Yeah. Right. That's my point. So one of the old guys is playing.
There are old. Phil's getting old. That's the whole point of the whole thing. Like, how old is Phil Mickelson? He's got to be 60. Is he 63, 64, something like that?
Mickelson?
Yeah.
No, he's 54.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, right. So
that's not old.
Again, the only thing I saw.
He looks way older.
He does look old.
The only thing I saw from that was Barbara Nicklaus.
Yes, that was so nice.
So she was impressed by her husband, and I loved that.
That was so nice.
Very nice.
So nice.
And she can wear the caddy uniform.
Correct.
Yep.
She is allowed to do that.
Correct.
It was nice that she was caddying for her husband.
Yes.
I thought that was very nice. All right, is that it, Shine?
That'll do it today, Greg.
Okay. Coming up next, we'll get to Courtney in today's news. And today's inductee into the Pervert Teacher Association, the PTA, is an assistant principal who was requesting things from the students that one should not request from students.